So we're not live, so I don't have to like use hand signals and stuff. We can just talk like normal people.
Yeah. Usually, whenever we've had hand signals in the past, it's always been like, what do you mean? What are you trying to tell us?
We end up just derailing the interview anyway.
Yeah.
Yep, that'll happen.
Yeah, and it's... it'd be interesting if we ever tried a live thing. We probably won't ever do that.
Live streaming?
Yeah.
It's really intense.
I don't get the advantage.
Yeah.
I don't think there is one.
Well, for
there might be.
For podcasting, not really.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing that I can think is like Greg and Sarah with Fun Employment Radio, they have the live streaming thing. And they have like a live chat. So I think Bobby Roberts described it as if you have the live chat, then people can... like talk to each other and ignore your show while it's happening. So there's that, which I thought was a funny way to put it. But all right, I think we're set to go. Let's do this.
I'm still looking for show notes.
Oh, okay, never mind. We're 2:38.
Should probably get it by the time we get started. There we are.
Oh yeah, you know what? I need to plug in the sound effects too.
Sounds exciting.
Oh, it is.
Am I a fly on the wall when you guys are doing the news stories?
Oh, no, you can come in.
Okay. You're a fly on the wall, but you can talk.
Okay, wow.
A talking fly.
This is really impressive.
And you can't fly.
Invertebrate.
It's like Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. My, what an exoskeleton you've brought in.
And coincidentally, they're coming out with a new Jurassic Park movie, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That's an
I got to say, I'm a little excited about that.
I am so excited.
When does that drop? Is it a big summer blockbuster? Is it like July or something?
Yeah.
Because it's Jurassic World.
Jurassic World.
Right.
They have like some Leviathan jumping out of a tank like Blackfish.
Yeah.
I never saw...
What could go wrong?
Number two.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, really?
But I did see number three.
Because number three sucks. They did get Sam Neill back for number three.
They did, yeah.
But number two, I think... Well, I think the best character was always Jeff Goldblum's character. Yeah, and so he was like the star of the show for number two, for The Lost World.
Oh, that's right.
However...
I did watch that one.
Yeah. That's the one with the trailer. And in the book, he's all like hopped up on morphine.
In the book?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think they skipped that for the movie.
There was no morphine use.
It was the only sequel that Michael Crichton ever wrote. And after he wrote it, he was like, never again.
Mistake.
Yeah. Well, I think he saw like...
Wait a minute. Who wrote the third and the fourth movies then?
What's a good question. And more importantly, who wrote the novels?
Yeah. Who wrote the novelization of the movies? Actually, I don't want to read Jurassic Park by Michael Crichton. I want to read the novelization of the movie Jurassic Park.
Perfect.
One of those Scholastic books that come out.
Exactly. Like geared for like the 12-year-old set.
Yeah.
It's kind of a choose your own adventure.
Dinosaur, it fits right in there.
Yeah,
maybe they can have like fuzzy parts too that they like can. I mean, like the baby books, you know, that have like velvet ears and stuff. Like,
I thought you meant the actual dinosaurs.
Well, yeah, but they have the all right, I just inserted pictures into your probably novel.
No, it's okay.
And the pictures have to have like interactive qualities to it.
It is a Scholastic book. No, but then there's some people have the theory that dinosaurs either had feathers or fur or they weren't strictly reptilian.
No,
so
some were warm-blooded according to some theories, yeah.
So in that case, the book definitely needs textures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go.
Not a
pop
up book, though. That's too regressive.
We should not be recording this. Someone's going to get wind of this.
Unless it was a 3D movie. Then it had to be a pop up book.
Wait, did they do the fourth one in 3D?
I don't know. They missed the chance for Jurassic Park 3.
Wait, is any movie coming out in 3D? I think that was like a kind of a short lived.
No, no.
Like,
there's a couple that are
really?
Coming out, and like Real D is still around, which is surprising because it sucks.
I only go to the movies at the Laurelhurst.
And that's the way it should be. The Laurelhurst, the Academy, and occasionally the Hollywood
Occasionally,
theater.
I'll go to the living room theaters on a Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're only $5 to get in.
How is that?
That's worth it.
Yeah.
Is it a good spot to see a movie?
Yeah. Okay. And they have a lot of good like indie flicks and stuff.
Too. Yeah.
So, recommended.
Yeah, I've never actually tried living room theaters. I feel like they always have like really... really obscure films that sound like they'd be interesting, but I don't know enough about like, yeah, it's like the film title is something like Green. And you're like, yeah, I could be into a movie called Green. And so I don't go. But all right, we got the sound levels work. All right.
I feel like we've already started the show.
Oh yeah, no. This will be another X episode.
Right on.
So our numbering system for the Monday live shows, air quotes. We have just the number itself.
Okay.
For anything else, any extras that are produced enough to sound professional, we have a 238, A, B, C, et cetera. I think we've only gotten up to C in 1 week. But then we That's also have the B-roll stuff, which we release as 238X, which is like extra. So
fun.
I think it was entertaining enough that everybody wants to hear us talk about movies.
Not just any movie, though. We're talking about Jurassic Park.
That's right.
I don't know. Will that fit into Simple Living or Trains or Transit?
What was the quote? God creates dinosaurs, God kills dinosaurs, God creates man, man kills God, man creates dinosaurs, dinosaurs kill man, dinosaurs inherit the earth. I think that was the progression of thought.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Well, because that was what Dr. Elie Sattler begins saying that, and then Goldblum finishes? I forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like how I remember her character name, but not his. Ian Malcolm.
For the Nick Show, can we just watch Jurassic Park and talk about it while we're watching it?
I swear, we should totally do that. So we did a movie commentary of Premium Rush over Christmas.
Yeah, that was our Christmas episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen that one yet. I keep missing it.
Yeah, well, you should watch it with our commentary. Okay. We're hilarious. Not really.
It's like two-thirds of the way in the movie, I take a phone call from my girlfriend. Yeah, yeah. And we just keep recording.
Oh, yeah. But did I tell you that we paused the movie and then I spliced the thing?
Oh, you
so
did?
So it was all still perfectly
great,
in time.
Great.
No. Or we could just, like, all listeners just pause the movie until Aaron's done with this book.
Right.
And then she shows up, like, at the credits with snacks.
Yes.
Which really is the best of all worlds.